This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While mediators continue to work to free all hostages in Gaza, there's a spotlight on the children being held by Hamas as a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group is extended.
On Monday, mediator Qatar announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a ceasefire for two more days, raising hopes among Israelis that more people, including children that Hamas had taken hostage on October 7th, would be released. Israel says Hamas captured 40 children out of a total of 240 hostages. An official from Qatar said that 10 of the children are under the control of other militant groups and that it's not clear if Hamas can find them. The Israeli families say that the reunions with their children released from Hamas captivity are bittersweet because there are still so many remaining hostages. They say they will not rest until every family is reunited. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
평양 시간 11월 27일 23시 36분 25초.
That is KRT, newsreader Lee
Chun-ki,
saying that four Navy nuclear aircraft carriers and one British aircraft carrier were spotted in photos taken in Norfolk Naval Base in Newport News Shipbuilding in Virginia, United States. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apparently received photos taken by its recently launched spy satellite. North Korea last week successfully launched its first reconnaissance satellite, which it said was designed to monitor U.S. and South Korean military movements. This is VOA News. Armed assailants seized and later let go of a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen before being apprehended by the United States Navy. Two ballistic missiles fired from the Houthi-controlled Yemen then landed near a U.S. warship in the Gulf of Aden, raising the stakes amid a series of ship attacks linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Yemen's internationally recognized government blamed the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for the attack, but the rebels in control of the capital did not acknowledge either the seizure nor the missile attack. The U.S. Central Command said Monday there was no damage, reported injuries from either vessel. Pope Francis is getting antibiotics intravenously for lung problems, limiting his appointments, according to the Vatican.
Observers say Erdogan's re-election is seeing a further tightening of the Turkish leader's control on dissent, which they say can only fuel growing questions among donors about whether it's worth funding Turkish civil society organizations. That's the warning from Sinan Gökçen, the head of the Turkish branch of the Swedish-based Civil Rights Defenders Group.
There's a decline, hesitation by the international donors targeting Turkey, and this has been intensified, especially after the election.
Doreen Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
That's members of Turkey's civil society saying donors are taking their money elsewhere after the Turkish president, emboldened by his re-election this year, continues his crackdown on dissenting voices. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced nearly $37 billion of private sector investment in Britain at a gathering of global executives on Monday, aimed at catapulting the country back to Europe's top spot as a destination for foreign money.
Like many other countries, Britain is looking for private sector investment to overhaul the economy for the net zero era. Last week, the UK government offered permanent tax breaks for businesses to modernise their plants and machinery. Sunak hopes this will attract foreign investors who could help speed up Britain's spluttering economy. But several major investors have said the political and regulatory uncertainty caused by Brexit is now behind France and Germany in perceived attractiveness for foreign direct investment, according to accountancy firm EY. Sunak said new funding for industries such as clean energy, life sciences, and advanced technology would create high-quality jobs across Britain.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.